is Robert Stark, and I am joined here with Robert Lindsay. Hey, Robert. It's great having you on.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
doing good. So we're going to be discussing the shooting in South Carolina and some other topics on your site. First of all, what was your, so you wrote your original, you wrote a couple articles about the shooter, and did you get so much into the shooter himself, or you just talked about the event in general?
I just talked about the shooter.
What was your initial reaction to the event?
I wasn't surprised.
You weren't shocked at all?
No, not at all. No. I've been expecting this. The white nationalists are getting awful riled up. And they keep saying that the blacks are attacking us, so I figured... I just figured some of these guys are going to start lashing out, attacking non-whites.
So you predict that type of violence will increase in the future?
Maybe. I mean, the blacks seem to be the tit for tat type thing, you know? The cops kill a black, and then the blacks go out and kill a cop.
Do you think there will be, like, race riots by on behalf of blacks and a lot of, like, retaliations with blacks going around attacking whites? Some people are speculating that could happen. Do you see that happening?
Retaliations of blacks are going to retaliate by attacking whites?
Yeah.
They might. I mean, they did it with Trayvon. Just, you never hear about this stuff. Black retaliate a lot. The media never talked about it.
They were saying that, they were saying he was influenced by this website called Council of Conservative Citizens.
Yeah.
And that website posts, like, a lot of statistics and stories about black and white crime. And are you familiar with that site?
Yes, I've been there. And to similar sites. I'm not really impressed by those sites.
Do you agree with their statistics?
Sure, of course, but I'm not impressed by those sites. I go to the sites and I shrug my shoulders. I don't react the way most people do with outrage. I just figure, well, that's normal.
You just sort of expect it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just assume that blacks are going to be committing all sorts of violent crime all the time. Not just against us, but against other races and against their own people. And I know for every white person they victimize like 8 or 9 of their own, probably. So, I mean, I also think this is so what? I kind of think so what when I go to the site, because also I think this has been going on forever. For most of my life, anyway. There's nothing new to it. Apparently, they're doing it a lot less, too. But if you don't understand that, if you go to those sites, it's pretty easy to get brainwashed into thinking that blacks have declared war on us or something, or black violence is just outrageous and out of control. But I just think they've always been outrageous and out of control, and to me, I'm just used to that. That's like the new normal or something.
Have you been exposed to that kind of stuff personally? And didn't you say you were a teacher in South Central Los Angeles?
Yes, I've never been assaulted by black people. One time, my father taught in Watts, and one time, we went there. He went there on a weekend to do work or something. And we were outside. He left us outside. These black kids came over and they played like checkers with us or something. And I forget what they did. They started a fight in the middle of the game, and then they tried to steal something, and they acted really, really bad. And then when I taught them in school, a couple of times they just totally drove me crazy, and they drove me almost to humiliation, almost to tears and stuff. And this black teacher came in, he saw me, I was practically crying, and he flipped out against them. And then I taught in Compton at the end, and two times, the blacks were so bad at those schools that I just walked off the job. I just walked off the job, man. I walked up at a high school class, and then again at a junior high class, I just walked out. I just said, that does it. I'm out of here. And you know, I walked up the job, and I walked out of the parking lot, and went to my car, and I drove away.
Has there been, with the shooter, did he talk about being bullied by blacks, or has that been discussed yet? I mean, it's, wouldn't surprise me if that was the case, but I haven't seen, like, discussion of that.
No, he went to a school where there's, like, a lot of blacks and a lot of whites, and when you have a situation like that, the blacks don't bully the whites all that much.
It usually happens when they outnumber them.
Yeah, that's exactly when it happens. That's correct. Right.
So what do you think really drove him to the massacre? What do you think it was?
Well, I mean, he was already racist to start with. And then, like I said, those websites are propaganda. They're pushing propaganda. And they're pushing, like, hate speech against black people, really. I mean, if you don't know what's going on, if you don't have a good conceptual framework, you go to those sites and you're just going to be completely flipped out, outraged, and you're going to think black maniac psycho criminals are declaring war on our good, nice black people. I mean, they're singling us out. It's a crime wave of blacks against whites. You know, they're singling us out, and it isn't even really true, because blacks attack everybody. You see, they attack all races. They're not. There is no crime, black crime wave against whites. There's a black crime wave against everyone. Okay? And to me, this stuff's just been going on forever, and supposedly there's even less of it now than there used to be. And to me, this is just black be black be normal. I mean, that's just what they do. I don't expect anything more of them, really.
So with the shooter, so he went into the church, and he sat there, and it was a prayer group for about an hour before he committed the massacre. So he said
right.
to the cops that he actually felt, he said to the cops that he felt bad about it because they were so nice to him. That's what the cops claimed the shooter said to
yeah.
him.
Well, apparently he has a conscience then.
Why do you
These
think
guys are not all psychopaths.
Target?
Everybody says they're psychopaths, but they're not.
So a psychopath, or is it a sociopath, does not have a conscience at all?
Not really, no. And he wouldn't say that. These mass shooters, most of them are not sociopathic. They're just angry. They're sad and they're bad. They're mad, they're sad, and they're bad. I mean, there's nothing in the DSM about that. They're depressed, a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. If you look at the picture, there's a picture of him, and he has a jacket with the different patches on it, and he's in a swamp, and
yeah.
he just has a very depressed look, just like a very blank, like a very sad, depressed look.
He doesn't look real happy. And a lot of them are mad. I mean, they're just angry people. And they're bad. They're bad people. And not all bad people are psychopaths. Just he did something. He's a bad person because he did something really bad. That's why he's a bad person. And for that reason alone. And that's all he needs to do to be a bad person. Just do that one act. And they're really angry. I mean, people keep saying that, wow, you have to be insane to do something like that. They're obviously insane. They're crazy. Why would anyone just go murder 20 or 30 innocent people? And I'm like, you don't, I mean, anybody does that is obviously insane. That's wrong. That is so wrong. Those people have gotten so angry at the world. Some of the, this guy wasn't in that, but some of the ones that just target completely innocent people, like the Adam Lanza, the guy who shot up those kids, they have apparently gotten to the point where they hate the whole world and everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of similarities. The media is focusing mostly on the racial angle. So the reaction by the sort of mainstream media, their reaction is that he's a product of, like, systematic racism that goes back to, like, the Jim Crow era. But I don't necessarily agree with that analysis. I mean, he adopted that ideology, and he made, like, blacks his main focal point of rage. But I see a lot of similarities with him and other spree shooters, like James Holmes, or Elliot Rodger.
And they all have holed up in their homes and become really isolated and depressed. And like I said in the other interview, introverts aren't dangerous, but angry introverts can be pretty damn dangerous.
There's an article I'm looking over. There's an article in Fox News, and this is what it says. It says, suspect in deadly Charleston shooting apparently introverted with few friends. So there's the thing again where it is implying that they're implying that introverts are violent.
Well, introverts hardly commit any violence, but angry introverts can lash out and commit some pretty spectacular violence. When they do lash out, they can really lash out. But I mean, if you look at the total numbers of how many people do introverts kill, it's hard to kill anyone. I mean, they are responsible for some of these mass shootings, but mass shootings don't account for many homicides in this country. Introverts, if you go to prison, there's hardly any introverts there. Maybe a mass shooter, maybe a drug dealer. I guess it's a good drug, maybe. White collar crime. An introvert can do white collar crime. And they can kill their spouse. Some introverts kill their spouse. Introverted men can kill their spouse. But they can't really do much of anything else, and they don't.
I'm sure
95% of the people in prison are not introverted.
The thing is, it's a very, very minuscule number of the murders, but when it does happen, it just gets a lot of attention, these spree shootings, even though, like, if you look at the overall murder rate, it's very minuscule.
Well, as far as the total numbers go, there's not a whole lot to worry about. I mean, you're not likely to get, if you're worried about getting murdered, you shouldn't worry about getting murdered by a mass shooter. You should get worried about getting murdered by some other kind of a killer, like maybe your spouse, your girlfriend or boyfriend or your husband or your wife. I mean, if anybody's going to kill you, it's going to be somebody like that. But nobody worries about those people.
I think it's part of, like, a growing trend. I think that there is, like, you have a lot of young men who are, they're socially isolated, and they're unemployed, and they don't have, like, any sense of community. They're not part of any, they don't have, like, a group, whether it's an ethnic group, religious group, that they feel part of, and they feel totally cut off and marginalized from the world, so they're looking for a way to lash out. And in some cases, they attach themselves to a political ideology or a racial ideology, but in some cases, like Adam Lanza and James Holmes, like, they had no ideology whatsoever. They just wanted to lash out at the world, and basically they felt, like, rejected and disrespected from society and wanted to lash out. So, yeah, I basically see the same thing with this shooter, but he made, like, race a major focus. He made that the main focus.
Yeah, he did. But there have been a number of other white nationalist mass shooters or spree shooters, and they were not isolated, introverted type. They were just regular people. They went on to the street.
Well, there's been there's a couple of them. There's a guy who shot up a Sikh temple, and then back in the 90s, there was a guy who shot up a Jewish school in the San Fernando Valley, and killed a Filipino postal worker. And
right.
Then there was that guy recently who shot up a Jewish center in Kansas and ended up killing, two Christian kids. So there's been some cases like that.
Right.
And then there was that older guy, what's his name, Von Bruen, who was, 90 years old, who tried to shoot up the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C.
Right. Right.
But with those individuals, do you think that their ideology is the key factor, or do you think it's more that they're just looking at a way to lash out based on their personal situation in society?
I doubt it. I doubt it. If they weren't all wrapped up in that white nationalist stuff, they wouldn't go on those sprees. They wouldn't go on those mass shooting attacks. It's all about the ideology.
What do you think about people who are trying to say that he was a storm cell, or what's it called, storm front cell?
I don't know whether he had a girlfriend or not, or I don't know anything about that. Some of these incels are lashing out, though, and shooting at women and things.
You get a lot of the bloggers, whenever a shooting happens, that's, the first thing they say. I mean,
obviously this guy was not getting laid or something like that.
A lot of those bloggers, they always, it's the first thing they say whenever a shooting like this happens.
Obviously the guy wasn't getting any pussy or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily true, and psychopaths kill a lot of people. Serial killers, there's been spree killing psychopaths and serial killer psychopaths. Boy, they sure have a lot of sex. A lot of women, often. Sex does calm a man down. In some cases, they're sort of reacting due to lack of sex and lack of female companionship, like this George Sodini guy and this Elliot Roger guy. There are some kind of angry incel types that are going off.
And some of these people, they don't even have a group of close male friends. So if someone's totally socially isolated, that really can warp someone's mind. Like the combination of that. Let's say you have a person, they're totally socially isolated. Then on top of that, they're spending a lot of time looking at websites, and those websites, since they're not having healthy interactions with people, sort of adopt that websites sort of fill the void.
Yeah, I'm not sure that this social isolation thing is the end of the world. I mean, I know a lot of people who are just sort of loners. They're pretty much fine. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with them. Sometimes they see their family every now and then, and they have, internet friends, and they have people they talk to on the phone. There's people they Facebook message with, but they don't really hang out all that much other than that. A lot of people live alone. A lot of people don't socialize a whole lot. Most isolated people are loners or whatever. They seem to be doing all right, and they're not as isolated as you think. Usually they have some contact going. I mean, I think if you're talking to people on the net, if you're emailing people, if you're talking on Facebook, if you're talking on the phone, like that, you're still talking to people. You're talking to human beings.
But I don't think it's the same. It can be good to interact with people online, but I don't think it's a substitute for face-to-face interaction.
Well, I don't think it matters to a healthy person. A healthy person just sees that as interaction, and it's good enough. They're happy with it, and a healthy person sooner or later is going to go out and meet some of these people anyway, probably.
Yeah, a lot of people meet online.
I mean, I'm just not sure that it really is all that different, personally. I mean, I don't really believe that. I mean, there could be a day when I don't talk to anybody in meet space, but I talk online a lot, and then I have people messaging me and calling me on the phone, like, all day long, and I don't really feel lonely on those days. I don't, maybe there's something wrong with me or something, but I feel like I've been going to a party all day long or something. I mean, I don't see a heck of a lot of difference.
What are your thoughts on Dylann Roof's manifesto? You posted the manifesto on your site.
Well, he's interesting. He's kind of a moderate as far as the white nationalist goes. For one there's three
different...
What I want
to say about him is... The thing about him is, like, his act itself is extremely barbaric. But if you read his manifesto, I mean, I don't necessarily see anything that bad of his manifesto. If anything, like, about 90% of it makes sense.
Well, most of what he said is true. Not all of what he said, but most of what he said is true. It's just a fact. Well, see, there's four different kinds of white nationalists as far as what they want to do with the black or the non-whites or whatever. There's, let me think. There's separation. They want to go off.
I see it right here. Separation, deportation, segregation, and extermination.
Segregation, separation, deportation, extermination, right? Segregation, they want divorce. We're going to go form a white state. You black, all the rest of you, and any white people who don't want to go with us, you just go do your own country there, Mictopia or whatever. See ya. Okay. And then there's others that want segregation. They just want white rule. They want white to take back over the country and rule over the others and dominate them, and maybe segregation. That's what this Dylann Roof guy wants. That was a popular position, but kind of fading in popularity as the white majority declined, and a lot of people just don't see that as a viable option anymore. That's probably the nicest or mellowest or most moderate of these positions, though, let's face it. Then there's deportation. They want to ship them out of the country. That's a pretty extreme position. There's extermination. They just kill them all. There's actually not a lot of white nationalists that take that position, but I've talked to some, and I've read some that do. Linder wrote some manifesto a while back in which he talked about killing all the non-whites in the whole world. So, I don't believe that.
And the book The Turner Diaries did that in the end. Even though it's fiction, it advocated that in the end.
What happens at the end of The Turner Diaries? They kill all the non-whites?
In the entire world. They just go around.
Oh, really?
They go around with nukes, just nuking all of Africa and Asia and all over the place. And Israel.
Okay, great.
So what is it? What parts of the... I mean, most of the stuff is pretty much like standard stuff that you'd read on a white nationalist website. Is there anything like particularly interesting in his manifesto?
Yes, he took a moderate stand on Jews. I thought was interesting. He didn't really have much of a beef against Jews. That's one thing I noticed about him. He said Jews are white. And that's not a popular white nationalist position at all. That's like Derek Taylor's position. And he said he didn't really care about Jews all much. He said the Jews are not a problem. It's just racially they're not a problem. It's just they're white people and they got a bad attitude. The problem is their identity, he said. These are white people who are basically, this is a white tribe that's declared war on all the other white tribes. That's what I say. I say the Jews are a white tribe that's declared war. Yeah, I told that. I think I wrote about that once. That is my position on the Jews. Jews are a white tribe that has declared war on all the other white tribes. And they say they're not awake, right? That pretty much sums them up, I guess. And he says, well, if we could just get the Jews to quit thinking that they're separate and just recognize that they're white, then the Jewish problem will be over. That's not a popular position in white nationalism. That's a very moderate position.
I think that makes sense.
Sure it is, but it's very moderate. I mean, there aren't a lot of white nationalists who think like that. And he also said about Hispanics, he said, well, these people are mostly white. They got a lot of white in them, and a lot of them are white. He said, nevertheless, they should be seen as our enemies. But most white nationalists will not even acknowledge that Hispanics have a lot of white in them, or that there are a lot of white Hispanics. I mean, they just think they're all a bunch of spicks.
Huh.
And they think that even the Hispanics that have white in them are not, like, pure enough or something like that. You know, they're meds or they got a little black in them.
Part of the part of the country he is. So, like, South Carolina, you basically have the main minority is blacks. But, I mean, there's starting to, a lot of Hispanics are moving in the South recently. But, I mean, here in California... He said black people were taking over the country. I mean, in California, blacks are actually leaving the state. A lot of blacks are leaving California, actually going back to the South.
I doubt if the black population in South Carolina is increasing. I don't know what he's talking about when he says they're taking over the country. This is like a white racist or white nationalist or mostly white racist meme that's been pushed by people like Paul Kersey, who writes the website an amusement park and stuff black people don't like. They talk about the BRA, the black run America, and the blacks have taken over. With the election of Barack Obama, the blacks have basically taken over the country. Now, to me,
that's idiotic. Obama is just a puppet. He's just a puppet of the elites.
That's just ridiculous.
He's stupid.
Puppet of the... elite blacks or something, or what?
No.
Oh, yeah. He is a puppet of the elites. I mean, that's all he is. He isn't for the blacks or anything like that. I mean, he isn't for anybody. He's just for the rich, you know? He's not even really black. I mean, he's about as white as he is black, and I don't think he's very much of a real black activist type at all. Holder is a little bit more, but even he's pretty moderate. The white nationalists they think that Holder and Obama are declared war on white people or something, and that's just a crazy way of looking at the world.
So he goes on to say in his manifesto, he says about East Asia, so he has a positive view of East Asians, especially Northeast Asians.
That's not a popular view among white nationalists at all. I mean, Jared Taylor likes East Asians. Not many other white nationalists like them. And Roof said they'd make great allies. And that's an extremely moderate position. So this guy's not a radical in ideological terms at all. As far as a white nationalist goes, he's extremely moderate.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. Basically, what makes him extreme is that his violence makes him extreme. I don't necessarily...
Oh, yeah.
Most of what he said, actually, is fairly reasonable. I mean, I don't have a problem with most of his manifesto. And he wrote about patriotism. He says, I hate the side of the American flag. Modern patriotism is an absolute joke. I agree with that. I think American patriotism is a total joke. People are talking about protecting our way of life or protecting our freedom.
Well, there has always been a stand of the white nationalists who've been saying that for a long time. And they've been saying that we live in the Qua, we live in the Ameriqua, and it's not even a white country anymore. It's just a minority overrun shithole. And they hate the country, they hate the elite. The elites are just, they're not for the whites, they're anti-white, they're letting the immigrants overrun the country. And,
I mean,
like,
I,
over on,
I think
over
that,
on BNN,
I think that's,
over on BNN, they hate patriots over there on BNN. They call them patriot tards.
I agree with that. I don't really respect patriot tards because America is basically, it's just like it's a corporate plantation. That's what it is. It's not. I mean,
right.
I'm not,
and if you go over to Amran, those people on Derek Baylor's side are very cynical about America and the people who run it and all that.
I think it's a generational thing. Like Jared Taylor is an older, he's older, so he grew up. Like he's still nostalgic for the America he grew up in. Like I grew up in like LA in the 90s, so I don't really have anything to feel nostalgic for. Like I have no strong emotional attachment to America or to like the American flag.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm an America hater, so.
You know,
most people hate me for that, but.
People are saying that the Confederate flag should be taken down because it's like a symbol of slavery. But I mean,
right.
I mean, fine, you want to make that argument, but I mean, the American flag has more bloodshed attached to it than the Confederate flag.
That's true. But good luck.
Yeah.
Good thing. The majority of Americans about that. You know, especially if they're in the military. Once you go in the military in the United States and in a lot of countries, you're basically brainwashed for life.
Yeah, and these stupid patriotard types are saying that the shooter was a leftist because he hated America.
I don't think so. He's not a leftist at all. No. And what's wrong with hating America? I think it's great. That's my attitude. I hate the country, I hate the people who run it, I hate the government, and I'm not really wild about the people either. They got a lousy mindset.
Yeah,
the only
good thing I can say about the country is, like, the geography and, like, some of the natural, natural beauty we have.
Even though I say I'm an American hater and all that, I'm very much an American. I mean, that's what I am. And I don't hate myself. I don't really want to move to another country. I don't want to move to another country because I am an American. I just want to make America better. I'm pretty disappointed in my country. I just want to make it into a place I can feel proud of. But to me, leaving America or denouncing or getting rid of my citizenship or something, that'd be like cutting off my arm. I mean, America is a part of me. I am an American. I don't like the country all that much, but it is my country. And I am a nationalist in a sense. I'm more of a patriot than a lot of these patriot parts. I want what's best for America. The people who run this country are not doing what's best for America. That's why I hate them.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree. Oh, and also,
what's best for America isn't to flood this country with 12 million illegal aliens. That's not what's good for America.
It's a disaster.
To run around the Middle East, starting wars for Israel or whatever, tearing up the whole Middle East, blowing up the whole place, that's not good for America. How's that good for America? Challenging Russia and getting into a big fight with Russia, how's that good for America? Having the elites run America and everything goes to the 1% and 99% gets screwed, how's that good for America? Pushing through this free trade bill, we're going to lose millions of jobs. The corporations are going to take over all the governments of the world, that they'll be able to sue any government. If you have a regulation, if your government has a regulation that interferes with their profits, any corporation, that trade bill, that trade authority, bad for America. Okay?
And I think the media is using the shooting as a distraction to make sure that the trade deal gets through. Because the trade deal was the news, and now that the shooting's going through, people are not talking about it anymore.
They're doing a lot of funny things, propaganda-type things about the trade bill. I hate when people talk about the liberal media, because typically the liberal media is something like the New York Times. New York Times is like the ultimate in liberal media. What do you think the New York Times position is on this trade bill, on this trade authority? They're for it.
Therefore,
you better believe it. How could they be liberal? No liberal is for this trade act. No liberals for the TIPP. If you're for the TIPP, you're not a liberal. New York Times is corporatist. All the so-called liberal media is corporatist.
Yeah, basically what you have is you have, like, the phony corporate liberals in New York Times and MSNBC. Then you have, like, the phony corporate conservatives in Fox News. And they're basically, they're both garbage.
I'm not real impressed with so-called liberal Democrats. I mean, supposedly Obama is a so-called liberal Democrat. Main problem with liberal Democrats in the United States is they're not very liberal. I mean, they're just not liberal.
You were saying the other day that, like, you have the alternative right, or you kind of like the alternative left?
I would like to be the alternative left, yeah. I don't even know what it means, but the left wing and the alternative right, okay. I'll do it.
What would you rather have? I think it was Bay Area guy said you were the left wing and the alternative right. You could start calling yourself the alternative left.
There's some, I think it's some really racist site calls me. The commenters on there say I'm the alternative left. So, okay, I'll take that. That's cool. I mean.
So, back to his manifesto, there's a few more points. So he actually goes, you're saying he goes remarkably easy on white women who, race mixed with blacks. And he says they should not be thrown out of white.
He's taking a very soft line on that. That is an extremely moderate line. I've never heard any white nationalist say anything like that. He says, you know, we're ripping these women to pieces for race mixing. He didn't say with whom, but I assume he meant with blacks. And he said, look, these women are victims. Well, I don't agree with that, but that's a very interesting way to look at it. And it's a lot more palatable than just saying that the mud sharks are the evil or whatever. And he says they're victims and we need to help them. And they've been victimized by the society or whatnot, and we need to quit bashing them and knock it off. That is an extremely moderate position. It's actually sort of a Christian position.
What's your personal take on that issue? Does it bother you, or you don't care what people do?
I don't care if white women have sex with blacks, all I mentioned. I don't know that all the white women in the country ought to go off and have sex with blacks and produce mulatto babies. I don't know if I'd be very happy about that, but they're not going to do that.
Yeah, one of the things they're saying about him is that there was a girl, someone said that he had a crush on a girl, and then he saw the girl that he had a crush on was black. Did you hear about that?
Oh, really? No, I didn't hear about that at all.
Would that bother you personally, like when you were younger, if there was a girl you liked and you saw that?
Not really. I mean, I live in California, and I haven't seen a lot of white women with black guys. And in the crowds that I run with, I don't see a lot of white women going off with black guys. I mean, basically like 0%, pretty much.
I think it's extremely rare in California. I don't see it that much at all. Maybe in different parts of the country it's different, but I did notice it when I was in Las Vegas with a lot of the low class tourists there. Like probably,
yeah.
I did see it in Las Vegas, but in California, like LA or Santa Barbara, it's not at all common.
Those are the white women who are doing that. The white women who are doing that, who are checking up with blacks, are whatever they call white trash or lower class whites or working class whites or working class white women, white trash or whatever they want. I kind of like white trash. I don't think white trash are all that bad. I mean, I like white trash a hell of a lot better than Mexican trash or black trash. I like low class whites way better. I like low class whites way better than I like low class Mexicans.
I don't like the white trash culture, but I don't necessarily have animosity towards those people. I mean, some of them are okay. I don't necessarily hate them. I'm not a fan of their culture.
I've lived around, I don't even know what white trash is. I guess it means low-class whites or something like that. But I've lived around these people for decades now, and they look kind of bad. But really, those people, they don't act all that bad. I mean, the worst things they do is, like, hurt themselves. They drink too much, and they take drugs, and there's some domestic violence, and there's some welfare use. But a lot of those people, they're very, very good people. They're very nice, and they have really good manners, and they're very well-mannered. They really believe in politeness. They act so much better. My position is low-class whites act way better than low-class Mexicans or low-class blacks. And that is my position. I think we need to quit beating up on low-class whites and that trash. I don't think they act as bad as everybody says. They act pretty darn good in a lot of ways.
Mostly poor and mostly white, West Virginia, but it has a low murder, low rate of, there's a lot of, like, drug addiction, but it has a low rate of, like, very low murder rate.
You know, if I go out and loan money to a low-class white, or maybe a, whatever you call white trash, that person's got to pay me back. I was doing that a while back, and they were paying me back. They would pay me back with interest, Now, if I went and loaned money to a middle-class or upper-middle-class white, they might never give it back to me. I mean, a lot of ways, those low-class whites are better people than whites with money. They will give it back to you with it, I swear to God. And they're really nice. They're really polite. It's how they've been raised. A lot of those white-class, low-class whites were raised with really, really, really strong morals and good morals, and especially good politeness. Politeness, decorum, manners, and all that. And they're very well-mannered people, and they're not rude, and they're not exploitative, and I mean, they're real nice. I mean, they get mad at me for selling my stuff. It's like, whoa, you sold that, man? Dude, that sucked. Why don't you give it away? You shouldn't have sold it. You know, they think I'm a dirtbag for selling something. I should have just given it away. Or their culture, they just, like, give stuff away, you know.
Another comment he made on about his manifesto is that he said that he doesn't feel that white people have a unique culture, but he says in a sense that white culture is a world culture.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's a brilliant comment, and I agree with him. That's pretty smart. That's a very very astute thing to say. He also writes pretty well, and I don't know, he should have stuck around. Maybe he could have been a good writer. Anything else, really. Maybe a lot of other things. He's pretty darn smart. He's blowing it down.
So, I guess the other thing we can talk about is there's this website called Slut Hate, which you've been writing about lately. And I think it was Slut Hate had talked about the shooter. They're the ones who call him they have, like, the different slang terms. So, like, they have a storm cell. Other one, nigger cell, and a curry cell, a bald cell, a gym cell, a work cell, every cell.
True cell.
But gym cell, what do you call it?
True cell.
True cell?
True cell, yeah.
But here's what, this is an interesting comment that a commentator named Tulio wrote. That about Slut Hate, that I agree with this totally. I think you have a lot more social isolation now. People are more atomized and alienated. I think there's a rise of the internet in the 90s, and you have a proliferation of echo chambers where people segregate into ideological camps to reinforce views like their own. For example, it's no surprise that Elliot Rodgers spent time on PUA Hate. I just clicked into Slut Hate, which seems to be a rebranded PUA Hate, and it's still a full bunch of bitter, dejected, amorous men, just reinforced one's another view of the world. But, I mean, I don't have a problem with the posters there. I mean, I'm nothing against them. They're just people. They've been really they've basically been screwed over by life, and they're not.
I'm not against them either.
No. I mean, I have more respect for them than these asshole, narcissistic. Like PUA types, like I have more respect for them than like the commentators on Royce. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
I don't like Royce himself. I don't like Royce. His commenters are even worse, but he's created them. He created the atmosphere for them, and I can't stand Lutish, and I don't like his commenters either, and I don't like what is that? Age of Kings. What's that site called?
Return of Kings.
Return of Kings and Alpha Game. Those sites are awful. The people who write there are horrible people. The people who comment there are awful people. Those are just lousy people. And I don't really think those guys on Sluthate are lousy people, really. I don't think they're bad people. I think they're sad people. I'd agree with that. They're sad and they're kind of pitiful, but I don't think pitiful people are bad people. See, I differ on that. American society
I think there's a strain in our culture where to really like ridicule people who are pitiful or ridicule people who are like down on their luck.
We are supposed to hate the pitiful. Pitiful people are evil. Both the pitiful people are bad people. They're bad people. And winners are good people. And no matter how bad they act, you know, winners are bad. Losers are bad people. Winners are good people. I don't have anything to do with that winners and losers stuff. I've dropped out of that whole game.
That's what Royce side is all about. Like all these guys like going on there and saying, look, they're like, and I mean a lot of them are full of shit. They're like, look at me, look how alpha I am, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't like that. Those guys are strutting around there and they're saying, look at me, I'm an alpha. I'm an alpha. I mean, that's what those
no,
idiots...
No, you have to say that. If you have to say that, you're not. You have to go on a website bullshit.
They might be alphas. They might be alphas. But I don't think they're very good ones. I think a really good alpha just doesn't admit it. He would say, a really good alphas, the best alphas, they're not going to answer that question. They're are you an alpha? And they'll just say, I don't know. According to some definitions, I am. Or they'll say, I don't know. Do you think I am? Or they'll say, I don't know. What do other people say? Do other people say I am? Well, some people say I am. It's not really your judgment to make whether you're an alpha or not. It's like if someone asks you if you're handsome. How do you answer that? You can't answer that question. You have to say, well, other people say I'm handsome. Not supposed to say, yeah, I am. I am handsome.
And the other thing is the pickup artists. They say that looks. A lot of them say that looks don't matter. They say like game is 100% of everything.
Just them selling their snake oil product. Those guys are scammers. They're con artists. They're scammers. They're trying to take your money, and they're selling a fraudulent product. They're selling a defective product called game, and they're lying. The reason they say that is most guys are just average to below average looking. So when they say gain, if they say looks are everything, they're only going to be able to sell their product to 30% of the males. And they want to sell their product to 100% of the males. So like typical fraudsters, they lie about their product. And they say, oh, looks doesn't matter. Any guy can be an alpha.
It's the equivalent of someone saying that, someone saying everyone can be rich.
Exactly. And American society is very much like that. Very many Americans will tell you that anyone can be rich. I've had Americans tell me that even very recently. They said everyone can be rich.
So basically,
we believe it.
Basically, with this website, it has everything that society finds offensive is on Sluthate. You have racial stuff, like racial slurs. You have sympathy for spree killers. You have interest in underage girls. Just everything society finds appalling is on Sluthate.
I like that. That's good. That's good. They're just... They're told
like
those guys are real
finger.
Rebels.
Yeah, it's like giving the middle finger to
those
society.
Guys are real rebels. These game guys think they're rebels? Hell, man, those slut hate guys, those are some real rebels. Those are some real bad boys. I think they're rebels. I think they're bad boys. I mean, obviously, Rossi is running bad boy game. Bruce is running bad boy game. They're both basically running asshole game. Yeah, the mystery is a bad boy. All those guys are bad boys, pretty much. And that's how you get women. Be a bad boy. I mean, and that's what they're advocating. What game is just like be a bad boy, you know, be an aloof sociopath, and that'll get you women. Pretty much what they're saying. There's something to it.
So I think they have a lot of research, like on facial proportions and on eyes and smiles and like the jaw lines and cheekbones,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about like
mm-hmm.
doing facial surgery. What do you think about that?
Yeah, they might be onto something. You know, we shouldn't put these people down. They might be really on. I think they're onto something. Faces are very important, and you might be able to break down facial attraction scientifically like that. I don't know. If you got the money, you may be able to go out and have surgery on your face and make yourself better looking. I don't know. And eyes may be much more important than you think. Smiles and the way you carry yourself and all that. They're kind of breaking all this stuff down scientifically. And I don't think that's a crazy project. I think that's a very interesting project.
So
carry on.
So the thing is, like, they acknowledge that game is a factor. They just say bullshit that it's the main thing. What was their theory called? Is it looks? Looks, status, money, or something? LSM?
LMS. Looks,
LMS,
money, status.
Looks, money, status.
Well, you don't need all of those. You probably need one of them, though. And most of my life, I suppose I've had at least one of them.
What
looks
do they
alone,
mean?
Looks alone ain't going to cut it, though. I mean, maybe when you're young. But even when I was young, I had looks, but I also had game. So looks minus game, that ain't going to do you a hell of a lot of good, man. So
have you known guys like that who are good-looking but still struggle?
Yeah. I knew a guy. He's, like, the best-looking guy in town. He lived there for, like, 20 years. And I think he might have had one date in 20 years.
What's the concept over there? Is a reference about going ER?
Going what? Oh, ER?
ER. Oh, no, it's not
going
the
Elliot Rodger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Going Elliot Rodger. They don't advocate that. They're not advocating people going ER and all that stuff. And actually, they have guys out there. They're looking, going on the internet, and they're looking at guys, and guys are recording these videos, these kind of threatening. These incel guys are recording these kind of threatening videos, and the people on Slut-Hate are saying, hey, should we turn them in? Should we cooperate with the authorities and all? So those guys are not encouraging people to go ER or anything like that. That's just completely wrong. They want to turn them in. They want to look for them, look for people who are doing that, and maybe turn them in. So that's not a good charge to level at those people. They're not encouraging that kind of behavior at all.
And they also talk about they talk a lot about race.
They do. But I would say one thing about going ER, what those guys do say on there, on PUA hate and slut hate and all, is they're kind of saying, what do you expect? What do you expect? The way society's set up now with all these guys going incel and all, dudes are going to start going ER and going Savini. And they just said, well, what do you expect? And they're right. You deprive a man of sex, and you're just going to make him crazy. You're going to make him insane, and they're going to start flipping out. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but that's just what happens. You can't go around depriving large numbers of men in your society of sex and love, especially not in this era. It's not going to work. The men can't handle it. They'll go crazy. And they'll lash out.
But do you think society is doing that?
I don't know. Some of these people are saying that society's gotten really weird now, and they're saying, these guys are saying, I'm a five and no woman ever looked at me. I don't know. The women are just going for mass hypergamy, and they're all going for the alphas or the sigmas or whatever. They're all going for the best looking guys, and they're just sort of forming up harems with the best looking guys. And a lot of the guys are saying, I can't get any woman at all to look at me. Even the only ones that will talk to me are bat ones. And I don't know what's happening. They claim hypergamy has gotten way worse in the last 10 or 20 years. I don't really know, because, I mean, I didn't really suffer from that problem, really. Because I'm supposedly one of the guys that's benefiting from this situation, so.
So you have this other article, White Nationalism, Sex, and Gender. And you get into a lot of interesting stuff in here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so who's this commentator? Rusha the Baha'i and Abundi wrote. He said, blood hate they call guys like him storm cells equals storm front cells. Whoa, to be fair, have you seen the storm front women? Ouch. And the men are nothing to look at either. I wonder all of them protest when you suggest them they breed at replacement levels.
I've heard that a lot of those white nationalist women are not good looking. I don't know if all the guys are ugly. I don't know. Don Black, not bad looking. Derek Taylor's not bad looking. David Duke is a good looking guy. Alec Linder's a good looking guy.
David Duke got plastic surgery.
I haven't seen a lot of women on those forums. Like, there are only a few women on BNN, but those women are really ferocious. Those BNN women are just, like, savage.
They're they're really narcissistic, because they think that because they're the only woman there, that everyone there should, like, worship them.
I guess, but they're mean. Those women are really, really mean, and guys are a little bit scared of them. But the guys attack them a lot, too. They gang up on them, and they beat them up. And it's not a very good environment to go into if you're a woman. The guys are really sexist, too. White nationalist guys are super sexist. All nationalist males are sexist, really. They're nationalists tend to be sort of fascists, and fascists are sexist. Fascism is sexism and racism. Those are two pretty essential parts of it.
Well, you do think a lot of them are celibates?
Some of them are, more than you might think. I mean, I was on BNN, I was surprised how many of those guys just said, well, I've dropped out of women, I'm just not doing anything with them anymore. I bailed on women, I'm celibate. They're like ball cells. They're not incels, they're ball cells. They claim they're ball cells. They're just, that's up. Someone's voluntarily celibate, he's just dropped out of the woman thing. That's a question.
So you said some of them are. Oh, there's a lot of homosexuals. You said it's a disproportionate number of homosexuals.
I was surprised at how many male homosexuals there are in the white nationalist scene and the white supremacist scene. So many of those guys are homosexuals. Gay men are what, 3% of the population? Well, it seems like more than 3% of those white supremacist guys are homosexuals. A lot of them are closeted.
I think homosexuals are disproportionately attracted to, like, intellectual movements. But for some reason,
I don't know. I don't know why they're attracted to that. I mean, this white supremacist stuff, white nationalist white supremacist stuff, it's really sexist and it's really anti-woman. So the guys who get attracted to that, the homosexuals might be attracted to that end of it. I know there was one guy down there in the South, and he set up this little neo-Nazi army that was going to go, you know, wage race war or something like that. And he had gathered up all these young Southern men about age 18, 25, and he dressed them up in uniforms. And then he had a web page, and he took all these photographs of them with their shirts off. And this guy was long said to be gay, and some black gay murdered him at some point. He's having sex with some black gay or something. So, and Kevin Johnson is gay. Ted DiNugent. Ted DiNugent is gay. Yeah, absolutely. He's absolutely gay. He's closeted. Right. Let's see. There's another one.
So you
and
you
that guy. Who's that guy who ran ran the National Alliance. He was a pedophile.
Kevin Strom.
Yeah, Kevin Strom, he was a real pedophile. He was an actual pedophile. And there's a fair number of guys like that on that team. That scene just attracts sexual deviance. You know, I don't know why that is.
You had a friend who was like a hardcore white nationalist, and he would throw like swinger parties. And there was this one white nationalist chick who would go to the party, and she got gangbanged by a bunch of like white nationalist guys.
Oh yeah, it's a friend of mine who was a white. He's like a white nationalist type, and he's actually more of an anti-Semite. He was in with Willis Cardo and those people. Searchlight magazine, I think. Searchlight newspaper.
Oh yeah.
And, yeah, he was into that scene, and he said they were, like, fascists or something. He called them fascists or white nationalists or whatever. And they were fascist swingers or something. And I guess there's a circle of these people, although that seems completely insane. They're, like, fascist white nationalist swingers. And he went to a party that the guy threw one time. One of these fascist white nationalist guys threw a party, and he offered up his wife to, like, 10 or 20 guys there, and the 10 or 20 of the white nationalist fascist guys, they all gangbanged this white nationalist fascist woman. That's kind of funny.
Huh.
Yeah, these people are not as pure as you think, you know. They're just human beings. According to their ideology, they're not supposed to do stuff like that, but they're going to be doing things like that. They're going to be taking drugs, drinking and doing all kinds of stuff. They're just people. They think they're above all this, but if you're human, you're not above anything. Ideology doesn't trump being human. Nature bats last. When it's a contest between your ideology, but it's a contest between your ideology and your human nature, guess which is going to win? Your human nature is going to win when your ideology tells you, hey, deny your human nature. Don't do that. Ideology. Your human nature is going to say, well, forget that. Screw my ideology. I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. You can't stop people from being human. That's what a lot of these ideologies try to do. They try to stop people from acting human, being human.
So, Robert Lindsay, I would like to thank you for being on the show.
Yes. Thank you.
That's all we have for today's show, so take care, and we'll be back with you next time.